Okay, Shalom Vrach, everyone. It's very appropriate that we're learning about Tefillah this evening because in this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayera, we of course find the source for Avram Avinu being Misakin Tefillah Shachris. Then this week's Parsha is the Makor, is the source that the Gemara in Brachos, Chaf Vav brings down for us to teach us that Avram Avinu was the one that established the Tefillah of Shachris. So this is really the beginning of all of davening this week, so it's an auspicious time to work on our Tefillah. And we're actually at a crossroads in terms of what we're up to in terms of Tefillah. We've learned about Birchos HaModa'ani, the different Birchos HaShachar, La'olam Mihei Adam, the Akedah, then we spent time talking about Karbanos, and now we're at the crossroads where we're moving on to a totally different segment of davening known as Psukei Dezimra. We know that many explain, and certainly there's a big idea in Kabbalah, that as we progress through the different stages of Tefillah, we're getting closer and closer to the Kodesh Kadashim. Shemona Esrei is the world of Atzilus, the world of Mamish, where we're one with God. Well, not one, that's Yechidah. But Mamish, the closest that you could be when you're in a human shell, connected to Hashem, and that is Shemona Esrei. So as we daven, getting closer and closer to it, we're getting closer to the Kodesh Kadashim. For example, the different parts of Birchos HaShachar and Karbanos take us through the Ezra's Nashim, into the Ezra's Yisrael, through the Ezra's Kohanim. And when we come to Psukei Dezimra, we are in the Ulam. The Ulam was the antechamber, was the lead up until the Heichal. The Heichal was where you had the Shulchan, where you had the Menorah, where you had the Mizbeach HaZahav, and we'll see what that corresponds to. But the Ulam had one door that you went into. It was a short hallway basically leading into the Heichal, and another doorway directly going into the Heichal. So many explain that so too Psukei Dezimra has a bracha with which we start Psukei Dezimra, Baruch She'amar, and then a bracha that we end Psukei Dezimra with, which is of course Yishtabach. But basically, the Ulam in the Beis HaMikdash was getting you ready to enter into the Heichal, and so too, that's what Psukei Dezimra is. Psukei Dezimra seems to be some preparatory step, and tonight what I wanted to learn together is what is exactly the focus of Psukei Dezimra. Beautiful psukim that we say, beautiful prakim of Tehillim that we say, why? What's the purpose ultimately of Psukei Dezimra? One thing just to note that we mentioned, Psukei Dezimra starts with a bracha and ends with a bracha. It starts with Baruch Shamar and it ends with Yishtabach. But we know that there are many different minhagim that have something before Baruch Shamar. First of all, Nusach Svard starts with Hodu, right? My grandfather, Olav Shalom, So he would, when we'd go to him for Shabbos often in the White Shul in Far Rockaway, and he would ask us a question after Psukei Dezimra started, and we would answer him, because our grandfather asked this question, we would answer, our Zaidi, he would give us a cute little patch, and he'd laugh. He said, "You daven Nusach Ashkenaz, you said Baruch Shamar already, you're not allowed to daven. I daven Nusach Svard, I said Hodu, I'm still allowed, you're allowed to talk after Baruch Shamar, because he said a bracha, I say Hodu to start Psukei Dezimra. So I'm still allowed to talk. You shouldn't have answered me, right?" And we know that Ashkenaz generally starts with Baruch Shamar, ends with Yishtabach. In between, you don't talk. But Nusach Svard starts with Hodu. We'll just learn about Hodu, collection of psukim from Divrei Yamim, from other places, and obviously always with Tehillim as well. So therefore, theoretically, you could talk at that place before you start Baruch Shamar. And also, many Nusach Ashkenaz also adds on a perek of Tehillim, the 30th perek of Tehillim, Mizmashir Chanakas Abayis El David, before saying Baruch Shamar. But we know that that's a late addition. That was a Kabbalistic addition that was much later on. The early Siddurim of Nusach Ashkenaz, they don't have Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David before Baruch Shamar. It just starts with Baruch Shamar. That's where you start Psukei Dezimra. So, Bez Hashem, next week maybe we'll have a little bit of Akdam about Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis L'David, for those that do say it. A little bit, we're not going to learn the whole Perek. But then Bez Hashem will continue on with Baruch Shamar. But what is it? What is Psukei Dezimra all about? So to understand what it's all about, we have to understand when was it established. And here we don't have any clear answers. The Taz, the Turei Zahav, one of the great commentators on the Shulchan Aruch, so he argues, he thinks that Psukei Dezimra was established by the Anshei Knesset HaGedola. The Anshei Knesset HaGedola set up the formal tefillos that we have. They wrote the words to many of the formal tefillos, Shemona Esrei and the like. There were Nevi'im that were part of the Anshei Knesset HaGedola, Chagai, Zechariah, and Melech. Malachi. But, and the Taz says that just like they put together the formal Birchas Kriyishma, a lot of it, and they put Shemona Esrei in its final form, so too they gave us the structure of the Psukei de Zimra and what was mostly in Psukei de Zimra. Not everything, some things came later, but he thinks that the idea of a Psukei de Zimra, the basic structure, the Taz argues, was already early from the Anshei Genaz Gadolah. That's very early. Not everyone agrees with the Taz, but it's clear from the Mishnayos and certainly the Gemara that there's already an idea of Psukei de Zimra in the Gemara itself. In fact, there's a famous Mishnah in the beginning of the fifth perek of Brachos in the Gemara. It's found on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us that Chasidim HaRishonim HaYushon Shoachas Umispalulin Kedei Sheichavnu Libam Laviyam Shebeshamayim. That the early pious ones, the early pious ones, they don't mean the Hasidim with the Strimlach and the Langa pious, but the Hasidim HaRishonim that they're talking about in the early days of the Mishnah, that they would wait 1 hour and then they would be Mispalel. They would have an hour that they'd prepare themselves, and then they'd be mispal. And being mispal in the Mishnah and the Gemara means Shmona Esrei. So before they daven Shmona Esrei, they had an hour of preparation. Why? What was the purpose? Kidei sheyachvunu libam leavim shebeshamayim. That their hearts would be focused. They'd have kavana to be focused on God. And so this seems, many assume that this is a reference to some sort of Psukei de Zimra. Obviously, before Shmona Esrei, there was also Shema, and there was also Birchas Kriya Shema. But that doesn't necessarily take an hour, Shema and Birchas Kriya Shema. But when you add in Psukei de Zimra, and we know that the Magen Avraham, there are those who say that Psukei de Zimra should take you at least a good half hour, okay? Many shuls it doesn't have, right? By Chassidim, Psukei de Zimra Mamish takes longer than the rest of davening. Very, very long Psukei de Zimra. But unfortunately, Bava Noseinu Arab, in many shuls, that's a struggle. You could daven b'yichidus, maybe you can have more time. That was one of the silver linings of COVID, of not davening in shul, to be able to say Psukei de Zimra in a way but we haven't said Psukei de Zimra in quite some time. But we know that that's, many assume that this mission is talking about some sort of Psukei de Zimra, that you took, they had time to focus on Aviyam Shebeshamayim. And so this is one of the early sources really about Psukei de Zimra. Again, whether it's really from the Anshei Genaz Gadolah, again, that's debatable. That's really unclear. We're not really sure that it was from the time of the Anshei Genaz Gadolah, but already by the Mishnah, there's clearly some idea of Psukei de Zimra. And so from this, it's a perfect place to start, that Psukei de Zimra, the purpose of Psukei de Zimra is so that their hearts would be focused on Aviyam Shebeshamayim. So there are those that understand this Mishnah quite literally, that what's the purpose of Psukei de Zimra? To get you in a zone of davening. We know that when a person starts davening, so there's a lot of extraneous thoughts that are there. When you sit down to daven, you're still thinking about what are you having for breakfast and how you dealt with this one this morning and that one this morning. We know that sometimes there are a lot of different thoughts, what you have to do over the course of the day. There are a lot of different thoughts that come through our mind as we begin to daven. So Psukei de Zimra is basically a hachana. It's the preparation step. We know we've discussed before, Rav Shimshon Pinkus in the Sha'arim B'Tefillah has a whole section about hachana, the importance of hachana to be able to daven properly. He says it's almost impossible. Rav Pinkus writes, it's almost impossible to think that a person could just pop into shul and just start davening, boom, and have kavana. Right? So that's what Chazal are telling us, that to have kavana by Shmona Esrei, you need preparation. So, Psukei de Zimra, Kedei Shechvun Livam Lavim Shebeshamayim, that you should have proper focus when you're davening Shmona Esrei. So we have this Psukei de Zimra, we have this section in which we get ourselves ready. And it's interesting because this explains one of the meanings of Psukei de Zimra. We know Zimra, of course, is a song. Zemer is a song. But the Shlach HaDash, Bishaya Levi Horowitz, so he explains that Psukei de Zimra, Psukim of song, doesn't only mean song, but also Zemer, Zemar, means to cut away, to prune away. As the Pasuk in Vayikra Chav Hei Dalet tells us, Ukar Mecha Lo Sizmar. They have to be careful about how you prune your vineyard and what you do with the cuttings and etc. and the like. So we see that the idea of Zemer, Psukei de Zimra, means psukim to cut away on a very simple level. What does that mean? That these are psukim that help us when you daven psukei dezimra, it helps you cut away extraneous thoughts. That by the time you get to yishtabach and finish yishtabach, what do we hope? We hope that you're able to be focused on your davening. You thought about what you're going to have for breakfast already. You thought about all the litany of things that you have to do this day. You thought about the people you have to call back and email back and text back and WhatsApp back, right? You thought about that all during psukei dezimra. That's, well, assuming psukei dezimra takes you more than a minute, right? So that you assume that we got that all done in psukei dezimra, and now you could be focused in talking to Hashem, right? So that's one perspective of psukei dezimra. These are verses of cutting away the extraneous thoughts. However, there's also another interpretation from this, and this is a beautiful interpretation based again on the idea of zamar, that psukei dezimra or psukim to cut away, and actually it's found in an interesting halacha on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishnah Berurah's comments on it. In Simin Nun Dalet in Or HaChaim, chapter 54, Halacha Gimel, the Mechaber quotes a startling claim that's from one of the Rishonim based on a Yerushalmi, based upon a piece from the Jerusalem Talmud. HaMesaper Ben Yishtabach Liotzer, someone who, and again, the fact that's in the Jerusalem Talmud, alluding to Psukei Dezimra, again, shows you clearly they had a Psukei Dezimra in the time of the Gemara. But a person who speaks between finishing Yishtabach LiYotzer, between finishing Psukei Dezimra and starting Birchos Kriyishma with Yotzer R, the first bracha of Birchos Kriyishma, Aveira Hi Biado, this is a sin. If you speak between the two of them, it's a sin. V'chozer Aleha Me'orche HaMelchama. And you go back from such a sin when they're getting themselves ready for war. What does that mean when they're getting themselves ready for war? So the Mishnah Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim, in his comment on this law in the Shulchan Aruch, he says, "Rotzo lomar tchsiv bakra miayish hayari v'rach levav yelach v'yashav lebeso v'amru chazal hayari me'aveir shabiyado v'zo gam b'chkein b'chlal aveirahi." The Mishnah Berurah quotes, "What's a simple pshat? What's a simple understanding of this law in the Shulchan Aruch that?" If you, we know that before the Jewish people would go out to the war, the Kohen Meshuach Melchama, the Kohen who was leading them into battle, he would first get up and he would declare to anyone, anyone here who is engaged and didn't get married is in Shana Rishona, go home. Anyone who built a house, hasn't lived there for a year, go home. Anyone who planted a vineyard and didn't work it and didn't get the fruits from it yet, go home. All these people are going home. And then he says, and by the way, anyone who's afraid because of any sin that you have in your spiritual bank account, go home also. And so many people with that, okay, everyone pick up, and they would go home. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, what's the Shulchan Aruch teaching us? That speaking between finishing Yishtabach and the beginning of Birchos Kriyishma Yotzar, this is also considered a sin. This is a sin that if you have such a sin, you should go home when the Kohen Meshuach Melchama says anyone who's afraid because of any sins they have that they're not going to be protected during war, go home. So this is such a sin that you should be afraid. That's the simple pshat. But then the Chafetz Chaim quotes Elio Rab, according to Mate Moshe, with a little bit of a deeper explanation. What does he say? Shehaklipos mevatlim la'alos atfilah. Right? What happens when you want to daven? So we know that there are klipos, there are shells, there are husks of tuma, of impurity, that are preventing your tefillos from going up to Shamayim. Many explain that what this means is that when a person does an Aveira, right, we create an accusing angel. What does it mean we create an accusing angel? Aveira goreis aveira, that when a person sins, we create a distance between us and God, that it's harder to feel Hashem's presence, harder to connect Hashem. So therefore, when a person starts davening, and they're, Rachman al-Atzlan, Hashem should help us, you have Aveiras. And so when you're trying to daven, the tumma, the klipos, the husks of those averis, the tumma of the averis, prevents your tefillah from going up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So you know what you do? V'alidei psukei dezimra machrisim osam. That psukei dezimra now, what does it mean? Psukim versus zimra of cutting off. You know what you're cutting off? You know what you're cutting down? You're cutting down the klipos. You're cutting down these husks of tumma. You're removing these things separating between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, ukshesach, and so you just said psukei dezimra. You know what you did? You just cut away all of these klipas of tumah. You removed them all. The way between you and God is open. Now you're just going to be able to go and daven to Hashem, and Hashem is going to hear you, and it's going to be geshmak, and you're going to feel connected, and you're davening. But the Mishnah Berurah writes, ukshesach, however, if you speak between finishing psukei dezimra and starting yotzei me'aretz, you know what you just did? Chozrin olav b'shvil ha'avera hazos osam He said, you know what happens? If you speak after finishing Psukei Dezimra, before starting the brachos of Kriya Shema, you know what you just did? You just let the enemy back in. You were just in a war during Psukei Dezimra versus of cutting. You just cut away all of these husks of Tumah. You removed all of these shells, all of these klipas preventing you and your tefillos from connecting to Hashem in the most deepest way possible. And therefore, you know, what are you going to do? So you just opened up the pathway to Hashem. Now you're going to talk, and you're just going to bring all of that Tumah back. That's what he's saying. That's what this Avera can do. And that's what the Mechaber is referring to. Not just the generic law that if you did this, it's considered an Avera and you're not going to want to be at war because of this. But if you did this, what you're doing is you just made it harder to daven. You just brought back everything, all the positive that you did by Psukei Dezimra, by speaking at that moment. It's just like you showed you didn't value Psukei Dezimra, and all of those klipos came back and rushed you. So that's another pshat as to what Psukei Dezimra are, psukim of Zimra. But also there's another pshat, that we know that throughout a lot of Psukei Dezimra, we talk about shiros, that there are a lot of songs, with tishbachos and praises of Hashem. And there's actually a medrash in the Bereishis Rabbah that tells us that the more a person praises God for every shevach, every shir, every song, every praise of the Ribon Shalom that a person sings and a person says to Hashem, it causes a greater hashras hashchina. It causes a greater presence of God to dwell amongst us. So what does that mean? So what it means is that Psukei Dezimra are creating more of a connection between us and Hashem. Not in the negative sense that we have to move out the extraneous thoughts. Not that we have to cut away the klipos ha-tumah, the shells and the husks of tumah of impurity that could, Rahman al-Tzlan, God forbid, be around us because of sins that we've done. But shir, from the Gemara and Shabbos, the lashon of shir, a shir also is like a leash. For an animal, shir means a certain connection. And so what it is, the more we praise Hashem, the more we sing these shiros, these songs, what it does, it brings Hashem's presence more into this world. It brings HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina resting more upon us. And therefore, we want to bring as much of Hashem, again, connecting to Hashem in this way, and then be able to say the tefillos of a Shema, of accepting Malchus Shemayim, and what the Berachos Kriya Shema do, and what Shmoneh Esrei does with our requests. So therefore, this is the third approach as to what the purpose of Psukei Dezimra is. It's not getting out the extraneous thoughts. It's not about removing the shells and the husks and the negative energies and the tumah that are around us. But the purpose of Psukei Dezimra is actually bringing Hashem close to us. We know that the Stipler writes in the Sefer Chai Olam, Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Kanievsky, he writes that when a person takes their 3 steps back for Shmoneh Esrei and takes the 3 steps forward, right, he writes, Kaviyachal, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ear is by your lips, waiting to hear what you're saying. Mamish, it's such a close connection between us and Hashem when we're davening Shmoneh Esrei. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll get to that. I have a bunch of shiurim we posted already about Shmoneh Esrei from years back that we did in a Thursday night shiur series in our shul. That those are on YU Torah. Be'ez Hashem, maybe we'll get a chance to learn Shmoneh Esrei again, to see it again together. But the idea that by saying Psukei Dezimra, what we're doing is we're bringing more of Hashem's presence mamish into our life. We're bringing more of Hashem's presence onto us. So that is a third approach as to why we are saying Psukei Dezimra. But now I want to share a fourth approach, a very interesting approach of Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik says, what's Psukei Dezimra about? Isn't it interesting? Why do we call it Psukei Dezimra? Verses of praise, of song. Why don't we say Pirkei Dezimra? Why don't we call it chapters of song? of praise of Hashem, right? Because most of Psukei Dezimra is in fact Pirkei Dezimra. It's in fact chapters. A perek means a chapter. We say Ashrei, all the Halalukos. Those are all the Halukas. Those are all chapters. Mizmor Lasoda is a chapter, right? Oz Yashir is a whole chapter from the Torah. So why do we call it Psukei Dezimra? Verses. We have Hodu, Yehi Chavod. Those are Psukim. Those are like compilations of a bunch of different Psukim together that we'll learn about. So what's the difference? Why do we refer to it as Psukei Dezimra, which is actually not the main part of this section, the collection of verses? The main part of the section is, in fact, different chapters that we recite from Tehillim, from Torah. So why is it Psukei, not Pirkei? So Zotrav Soloveitchik, the Rav says, what's the difference between Psukei and Pirkei? He says, when we say a perek, that's like a recital. That is, reading of a chapter is a recital. It's a form of prayer to a certain degree. He says, when we say psukim, why do we say psukim? Psukim, actually, we learn psukim. We don't recite psukim. We learn psukim. Rav Soloveitchik comes with, again, an idea that's such a chiddush, such a brilliance of Rav Soloveitchik, such a novel idea, that Psukei Dezimra is actually learning. Psukei Dezimra is learning. Now, part of Karbanos was learning, we said, saying the Psukim, and whether it's in Birchas HaTorah and the Mishnayos of Ezo Mekoman and Rabbi Shmuel Omer, we didn't get into that really. We mentioned it just briefly. But Rav Soloveitchik says that the Psukei Dezimra, not Pirkei Dezimra, because these aren't about just reciting these chapters, right? But rather, we are supposed to be learning the Psukim and the chapters that we say as part of this section in davening. So why are we learning before we davening? Why we have this learning of Psukei Dezimra before we get to Shema and the Berchas Kriya Shema? So, of course, there is the famous idea from Rabbi Yonis and Eibeshitz and a number of others, Rabbi Yaris Tavash, that it's very important to learn before you daven. That when you learn before davening, it makes davening much more meaningful. And I personally think that happens to be true. When you have the opportunity to learn before davening, learning is you hearing Hashem talk to you, and now you're responding in your davening. It's not just you're just opening up. I think there's a great power to learn a little something, even a little something, before we daven. But Rav Soloveitchik says that Psukei Dezimra is really about learning. What are we supposed to be learning in Psukei Dezimra? What do we learn in Psukei Dezimra? So Zot Rav Soloveitchik says, you know what we're learning in Psukei Dezimra? We're learning how to be godlike. And this also obviously has a very obvious connection to this week's Parsha. I don't know if we'll talk about that in the Parsha here tomorrow night, but there's a very obvious connection between this week's Parsha and this notion of Rav Soloveitchik, that the reason why we say Psukei Dezimra, because what are Psukei Dezimra about? Yes, they're songs of praise of Hashem, but we're praising of how Hashem conducts himself in relating to this world. We talk about Hashem's mercy, we talk about Hashem's love, we talk about Hashem's protection, we talk about Hashem remembering us Latova. So therefore, Zot Rav Soloveitchik, what we do when we're saying Psukei Dezimra is we're learning what it means to be godlike. Because the more we show Hashem that we are imitati odei, we are acting in your ways, Hashem, so that, what does that do? That effectuates that Hashem wants to give us more, right? Where the pinnacle of tefillah, as we said, the Holy of Holies is in Shemona Esrei. What's Shemona Esrei all about? Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter points out, one of the Gedolei Kabbalah points out in the Sefer, of his Venichta B'Sefer, that Shemona Esrei, it's like the highest world of Kabbalah we could be in, the world of Atzilus. That's asking Hashem's for things. That's like a laundry list. What's the greatness of the Olam of Shemona Esrei, right? Why are we asking Hashem? Because recognizing that Hashem is the source of everything is one of the most important lessons that we have to teach ourselves. But to ask Hashem to give to us, we have to show Hashem that we're worthy of it. And by showing Hashem that we want to understand you, we want to pattern our life based on you, which is of course Valachta Bidrachov, Mahu Rachum, Avatocha Rachum, just as Hashem is merciful, so too we should be merciful. This week's parsha, just as Hashem is Mevaker Cholim, he visits those who are ill, Avram Avinu, so too we are supposed to visit those who are ill. There's so many connections. So what we're doing by Psukei Dezimra, the Rav says, Rav Soloveitchik says, is we're learning what it means to be like Hashem, what it means to walk in Hashem's ways. And by learning what it means to walk in Hashem's ways and acting like that, so therefore, we are enabling ourselves, we're making ourselves into receptacles of Hashem's blessing that we hope to draw down during Shemona Esrei. And in fact, this explains a fascinating custom. And this is brought down, I believe, in Rabbi Isaiah Wolgamuth Zatzal's Perush on the Siddur. He actually taught in Maimonides in Rav Soloveitchik's school in Boston for decades, Rabbi Wolgamuth. And Rabbi Wolgamuth argues this is why he thinks the custom has developed that we give tzedakah during davening. Right? Some have the custom, they give it during Chazaras Hashatz. Hopefully we'll get a pushka back again in shul. We haven't had a pushka in shul for a long time. Instead, we've recommended dailygiving.com. But we know that part of davening, either after Kedusha and Chazaras Hashatz, they go around to Pushka, or many have a custom during Shmona Es, during Psukei Dezimra Davka, in Vayivarech David, which is coming to the end of Psukei Dezimra, and we'll talk about the significance Davka at that point, why we give tzedakah, but we're giving tzedakah towards the end of Psukei Dezimra to show Hashem that we've learned what it is. We've learned what it is to be like you. We've listened. We've learned these psukim of Psukei Dezimra, these verses of Zimra that enable us to really connect to you by being kaviyocha like the Ribono Shalom. And that's why there is a strong minug to give tzedakah during davening. Again, we know some have the minug, there are Lav Tereb, and many others felt davka before davening, you should put some money in the pushka. We know that the Arizal said that before we daven, we have to be mekabel upon ourselves the mitzvah of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. But Rav Soloveitchik says, because part of davening is learning who kaviyochel, what it means to be godlike, what it means to follow in Hashem's ways. So that is a fourth approach as to why we have Psukei Dezimra. Okay, we're not going to go over all of them now, but you can review it if you'd like in the shir. I want to end with one idea from the Tiferes Shlomo, from the Heilige Radomska Rebbe, Zichus Yagen Aleinu. And we've shared this many, many times, but we can't talk about Psukei Dezimra without mentioning this teaching, this holy, holy teaching of the Radomska. And what is that? When we say Psukei Dezimra, and so much of Psukei Dezimra we know comes from David HaMelech, you know what it's doing? Yes, as Rav Soloveitchik said, we're learning what it means to be more godlike. Yes, the Medrash that we're bringing more of Hashem upon us, that the Shekhinah rests upon us. Yes, we're being able to remove the extraneous thoughts. Yes, maybe we're even cutting away the klipas of Tumah, these husks and shells of impurity surrounding us, to be able to us to feel Hashem's presence, to be able to talk Hashem in the most meaningful way. Zok the Tefer Shlomo, you know what we're also doing? We're awakening the spark of David HaMelech inside of us. Inside of every Jew, there's a spark of the greatest of the great, of the Shivaroim, of the holy seven shepherds aren't just individuals, but we know they're midos, and they're ways of connecting to Hashem. Inside each and every one of us, there's aspects of Malchus, aspects of royalty. Rabbi Nachman, we learned that before Shavuos, a famous teaching of Rabbi Nachman, of Likutei Moharan, of what it means to be a Melech, what it means to be a Malka. And so therefore, the Radomsker says, you know what Psukei Dezimra is about? It's about awakening the David HaMelech inside of each and every one of us. Because David HaMelech, the sweetest singer of the Jewish people, he was the one that was able to connect Hashem no matter what was going on in his life. And so therefore, when we wake up and we daven to Hashem, there's so much that's going on in our life. There's so much. So what we want to do is, whatever's happening to us, we want to be able to connect to Hashem through our life. And that was David HaMelech. And the Radomsker says that's why what we're able to do during Psukei Dezimra, yes, it's about becoming close to Hashem, but it's about accessing a certain part of our neshama, a very special, very holy, very, very real part of our neshama, the David HaMelech inside of us, to be able to go throughout a day, no matter what is happening, and to recognize Hashem's hand and to feel Hashem's presence in a palpable, palpable way. Okay? So this is really what Psukei Dezimra is all about. And Be'ezus Hashem, over the next number of weeks, it might take us a couple of months, to really learn about the essence of and the how each part of Psukei Dezimra represents a beautiful one part of these lessons. Okay? Have a good night, everyone. Shkoyach.